Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 155, Kuf Nun Hei, as we continue the laws of Kashrus in this second half, or last three quarters of Parsha Shmini. The mitzvah of Bedikas Simone Dagim, the mitzvah of checking the kosher signs of a fish. 2 days ago we had the mitzvah of checking the kosher signs of Behemoth Vachayas. Today we have the mitzvah of checking the kosher signs of a fish. And in 3 days, or the three mitzvahs, we will get to, Bez Hashem, the checking of the kosher signs of grasshoppers. Says the Chinuch today, Liv Dok B'Simani Dagim, to check the kosher signs of fish, Klomar, Sha'arot Alechol Menad Dagim. If somebody wants to eat a fish, Sheyiv Dok T'chila B'Em Yafeh, you have to check well beforehand, HaSimanim Shenitna Torah B'Hem, the Simanim that the Torah gives. As we know, the Torah gives Simanim for Behemoth, Chayas, Dagim, Chagavim. It only does not give Simanim for Ophos, which we will talk about at a later date. The Hain Stop here, Vekas Kasses, they are skin, fins and scales. Shenemar es zeh tochlu mikol asher b'mayim. As the pasuk says that we are up to, es zeh tochlu mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim, anything that has a snapir v'kaskeses in the water, that's to emphasize that even if it falls off, or it's not visible when it comes out, if you know that at least in the water it has snapir v'kaskeses, that is good enough. That's what it means, snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim. Bayamim uvan chalim o santochelo, those you could eat. V'chol asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim, whatever does not have it, bayamim uvan chalim mikol sheretz amayim mikol nefesh achaya sheketz heim lachem, then that's an iser of sheketz. That's an iser of a shkatzim or a masim. That's what a fish is considered. If it is not kosher, v'sheketz yu lachem, mibesarim lo socheilu v'es niflasam tisha ketsu. V'chol asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim sheketz yu lachem, the Torah repeats it. Okay, so we need, as we know, the two kosher signs, fins and scales. There is a big discussion relating to simanim. I didn't get to mention it 2 days ago when it comes to simanim of chayas and ophos, but it's the same question that could be asked by all of these contexts, and that is the question known in the achronim as siman or siba. Is what we need or what we see a reflection or a cause? The two simanim that are needed for behemoths and chayas, the two simanim that are needed for fish, is that a reflection? If you see these two simanim, then you know, oh, it's a kosher fish. Or it's deeper than that. It is that these two simanim cause the kashrus. They cause it to be kosher. It's not just a reflection, but it is a cause. This is said by the Rav Asher Weiss, the Menachas Asher. Im einam elo raya levarer eluhem haminim hatmeyim ulahochiach ulahodi al inyan agadlus oshema simanim elu etzem hadinheim ve'ena behema neaseres elam mikoch simanim elu. Without these, if you don't have this simanim, that's the reason that it's treif. Not because, oh, that's a reflection that it's a treif animal, because it doesn't have the simanim, that makes it treif. And the raya that the Maharit, one of the great achronim, discusses this issue. So the raya that he brings, that he thinks it is a siman and not a siba, is the Mishnah in Bechoros and Daf Hei. Whereas the Mishnah says, mintar shaholid mintame. If you have a mintar, you have a kosher animal, two kosher animals that give birth, and for some reason, the offspring that comes out looks like a tummy animal. I don't know, two kosher deer have a baby, and they have a baby that looks like a horse. So the halacha is, it's tahar, it's kosher, mutar ba'achila. And the opposite, v'atame sholem mintar, if you have two non-kosher animals that give birth to a tar, asur ba'achila. So what do you see from there? It doesn't have the simanim, and yet we don't treat it. Hare ashkechan min de'ein bo simani tum aklal. An animal that does not have simani tum at all, v'afal pikin, asur hu ba'achila. It must be, the Maharit believes that simanim are exactly that, are simanim and not sibot, and therefore, if you know something is kosher, so then it's kosher even without the simanim, and if you know something is treif, it's treif even without the simanim, and that's the example given in the Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. The Rugged Shavar, the Safas Paneach, says that this question could be proved from a Gemara Bava Basra, which is an agadata. Amarava, tezayinam an aleph. Amarava, bikesh Eov liftar es kol olam kula min adin. Eov could have said that the whole world could have given an excuse to the whole world to in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, barata shor parsosav sedukos. You created an ox which has split hooves. Barata chamar parsosav kalutos. You created a donkey, its hooves are not split. Barata gan eden, barata gehenim. Barata tzadikim, barata rishayim. Mi ma'akiv al yadcha. Meaning you are all powerful. How are we supposed to live? Harelecha, says the Ragachavar, Safis Paneach. What do you see from here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a shar who has splitoves, an adonkey which doesn't. It sounds like this is the definition of those animals. Hare lecha de'ena simanim raya ela hein hein etzem atuma ukeshem shabarata minim temeim utahorim b'simanehem kach barata baramcha tzadik v'rasha. Just like tzadik and rasha are inherent, so too, what is the tame element? What is the tar element? The fact that there are split hooves and not split hooves. That's what the Raga Tshuva says. Rav Asher Weiss thinks that you can't bring a raya from an agadata, quoting that Eov is quoting, but this is one raya lakan ulakan. The Mitzvah HaMelech, Rav Semen says maybe one might even be mechalek between the four areas of simanim. We know there are four areas. Behema v'chaya, Oph, Chagavim, and Dagim. If you look very closely in the language of the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs, you don't catch this until he points it out, there's a slight difference between two of them versus the other two. In Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes, Livdok B'Simani Behema. Check the Simanim of a Behema. Kuf Nun, Livdok B'Simani Ha'Of, Ad Sheyavdil Bein HaTamei LaTahar. Check the Simani Of to be Mavdil. He didn't say that extra phrase by Behema. He says it by Of. Next. Livdok b'simani chagavim leida tar min atame. Again, he says it again by chagavim. Kufnun beis, livdok b'simani dagim, period. So by fish and by dagim and behemoth, he just says, check. By birds and grasshoppers, he says, check to know the difference. So what's the difference in language? Suggest that Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe it's our issue. When it comes to the some of them, be'ati yishlomer, lachen kasav Rambam, lashon livdok lachud, be'behem of a dogim. Mishum da mitzvah hiya b'dika gufa, ubezek farkima mitzvah, daria simanimim gormin atum of atara. Check for these. If you see these, that's it. You know. You don't have to, like, reflect and figure things out. If you see these simanim, boom, you've done your job, and you know exactly if it's tamei or tar. And miyakish abadak umatza simanim kiim dino. That's it. But by birds and by grasshoppers, it says that you have to check livdo kidei leida. Maybe that's telling us nimsada simanim eina elahechi timsi leida shezeu mintara. Check so that you will know. Because these are reflections. These are simanim. Vabadika kshibi v'neatzma lo sagi. Vamitzvi he laid that woman in Tahora, Lachain, cause of Sham Lithuk. So when he off, Achi Yavdil, that mitzvah he laid that Ezem in who. Beautiful, that's the difference between two mitzvahs versus two mitzvahs. Another aspect that you could put into this last section is in the back of the Ritva, Mosadar of Cook, on Meseches Nida, the in Simon Chav Gimel, the editor has that this chakira. Yishlakar b'simani dagim ha'im simanim aim the sabivik akas is aim rak megalim ezu daktar mevezu daktar, or are they gorim? And he suggests maybe this is the shaklevataria of a Gemara that we will come to in a few minutes. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that fins and scales, any fish, says the Mishnah, kol sheyesh lo kaskasas leish lo sapir. If it has scales, then you basically don't have to check if it has fins. Because there's no fish out there that has scales that doesn't have fins. If it has fins, you still have to check. So the Gemara says, if that's true, so what do you have to have the sign of fins for? Just check if it has scales or not. You always need scales, and if you know there are scales, so then you know it has fins. So the Gemara answers, lahagdol toru lahadir. Lahagdol toru lahadir, you're right. So we'll get back to that by the Shem a little later as well. But suggest this in the Biurim, in Simon Chav Gimel, the back of Nida. What was the question? What was the answer? The Havamina, the Makshin, felt maybe, what do you need this for? Meaning, because the Gedder of the Simanim are Megalim. What's Daktar? What's Daktameh? So therefore, what? So therefore, the question is, what do you need this for? Once you have this, you basically know that there's another sign, and that reflects that it's a kosher animal. That's the Havamina. The answer, Lahagdotor, Lahadir, maybe deep down what that's saying is that this, no, these are causing. The Torah is going out of its way to teach it to be Megalim to you, that you need these Simanim as the cause of the Tara. Okay, that's his suggestion. A final Nafgamina related to this issue is a fascinating discussion. If you have a sefer Ma'oros HaParsha, there's a three-volume set. I think now it's three volumes. Maybe by now there are more. But it's written by Rav Dvorkis, Rav Yoakim Dvorkis from Yerushalayim. He has Ma'oros HaParsha, Genuzos HaParsha, and Bishvili HaParsha, where he talks about different halachic topics related to the Parsha. So in the Ma'oros HaParsha, on Parsha Shmini, he talks about Bizman HaAchron. There are some people now, there are some laboratories that are able to make fish, take fish that are kosher and somehow in the laboratory make it that their offspring will not have scales, because it's a big pain to take the scales off. So you could create a product of a kosher fish without having the simanim. Yesh ischachmu lasos hamtzah chadasha v'udak karpion shetamid hayelo sapir v'kaskeses u'mochzak ba'olam kedak tahar u'keis rotzim l'shanos darkei gidulo bebrechos miyuchados. They want to do some type of cloning. U'ma'achalim shonim, feed it a certain things and put it in certain water, and through this they'll grow without the scales. So the question is this siman or sibat? A beautiful nafkamina. Pashas, you would say, if it's a question of siman, so then you know it's a kosher fish. So therefore, it's kosher, even without the fins and scales. You know it's a kosher fish, hayotzi min hatzar. But if you say that it's gormim, so then maybe here, if you have to look physically whether they're there or not, so then this would not be good. Some of the poskim talk about this already. In the Tshuva's Kinyan Torah, he talks about this, and he assumes that one should not rely on this, because this is going to mess up the entire Mesorah. If you have these fish, then they're going to continue having offspring that look like them, and you're going to forget the whole idea of two signs. First of all, halachically, it might be called a new bria, and number two, even if it's not, yishlachu shema b'meshach hazman yizdamin od dag tameh below kashkashim hadom mebareh lekarfion. You'll think that this is one of the kosher fish, and therefore, chas v'shalom ishtakech simani tara miYisrael, and therefore one shouldn't be matirit. Then he discusses the second half of the tshuva. Again, the Kinyan Torah, you're allowed to do this. It's sar balechayim. You're not putting them in the normal place where they grow and they live. So that's a separate issue of tzar balechayim, which has come up in the past. Okay, so that is all related to siman and siba and the issue of fish. Just one other context. This question of siman and siba come up in a lot of areas of halacha. Just to quote one other one, and then we'll get back to fish. Rav Elchanan, on the first page of Maseches Psachim, Rav Elchanan discusses Tzeis HaKochavim, three stars at night. Is that siman or siba? Yesh lakar ba'ad debitez ha-kochavim avi layla. Im ha-kochavim atzman hein ha-layla. O she'en ha-kochavim ela siman v'rayesh ilayla. Are the stars the cause of the night? Or are they reflecting that it is night? That it is night. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? So he calls a fascinating nafkamina. He quotes that the Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Basra notes, let's say there are people are testifying about a person that he is a gadol. So they're testifying about his physical maturity. So you have two people that testify about one hair, and two people testify on about another hair. You need shtei sirus. You need edus on two sirus. So you have two kite edim, each one testifying on one hair. That's not acceptable edus, because that's called chatzi davar. Each one testifying about one hair. So therefore, there's no edus on godless. But says Rabbi Chanan, when it comes to, let's say, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, in the third paragraph of Basra, we have to testify that there was a squatter for 3 years. You can have two Adam testify on each of the years. Why? Because each of those years, it's a raya that it's his. After you have Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So suggests Rabbi Chanan, Chatzi Davar is a problem when it comes to Sibaz, but not Simanim. By Godless, the two Cyrus cause him to be a Gadol. Mashenkin, the years reflect that there's ownership there. So it's the same thing here. In Bo Gimokite Edim, three groups of witnesses come, each one testifying about one star. So does that work? Could you rely on it that it's nighttime and say Kriyashma or eat matzah? So maybe it's totally on our chakira. And then he says, maybe I'll bring you a raya that is just a siman and not a siba, because before day four, before Yom Revi'i, a Maisa Bracious, there were no stars yet. And yet there was day and night, there were 3 days. So he says, doesn't that show us that it is a siman and not a siba? Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch, Karkas Avnu Bitzach Odemus Lazaev, already written in the previous Mitzvahs Aseh, which was 2 ago. Sha'a Ramban Zachornim Levracha Lo Yachshu B'minyan HaMitzvahs B'dikas Simanim B'minyan Mashiach Tira Torah. The Ramban does not like any of these Mitzvahs. He does not count the checking as a Mitzvahs Aseh. It's just something that you have to do so you don't eat treif. But it is not a separate Mitzvah. V'chi HaEmes Asu Bazeh L'fi Anir Alanu. And the Chinuch says, I really like that opinion, but what could I do? I said I'm a Shubit to the Rambam, so that's what I'm going to still do. Even though sometimes you find the language of mitzvahs aseh, it doesn't mean a real mitzvahs aseh to check. It just means there's an isser aseh to eat the non-kosher animals. But, as he said before, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, as he does And this the Ramban also linked that he had problems with lending money to a guy with interest or lending collecting a loan from a guy even during the Shemitah year. Those, the Ramban thinks, are just Isure Aseh, related to the fact that you can't do it to a Jew, and the Rambam counsels as separate Mrs. Aseh, which hopefully Bezrat Hashem, we'll talk about each of those when we get to them. Okay, let's continue. Shorash mitzvah kasatav gabkin lamala b'simani behema v'klal arbas aminim. The shorash of this mitzvah I already wrote above. You could check it out. What I wrote there about the ideas behind kashrus, the physical, the spiritual. We also spoke about Amaretz Chayis in Meseches Chulin, in the mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, about that this teaches emuna, which hopefully we'll get back to as well today. Midini ha-mitzvah, let's get to some of the laws. Kegon mash'amur zechon levracha. We say shesnapir a fin who masha bedog shehu lo kein kenafayim shaporeach behen. The fin helps a fish go and swim. The kaskeses he osa klifa shalav advuka bechal gufo. Kaskeses is scales. It's like the armor for protection. The afal pisho nimsa kaskeses kim bemixas gufo. And even if scales are only on a part of a guf, v'filo achas, even if you only have one scale, daya bekasher, it's enough as long as it's on a certain part of the fish, which the Chinuch quotes from Chazal. It's an interesting idea I saw in the Yagdol Torah, right? The shorish behind this mitzvah. What's the shorish behind this? One of the shorish behind this mitzvah, fins and scales. You not only need kaskeses in life for protection, you have to go further. You have to swim farther ahead. You need the fins. You can't just have one simen, kaskeses and snapir. And he says in the Yagdol Torah, maybe this is the deeper idea of the Gemara we quoted earlier. The Gemara said that let's read it in the Chinuch, and then we'll see it. V'chol shenim sabo kaskeses, afilu achaz no gomaz in his karim. Once you see scales, you don't have to check if there's fins. As we said, if there's scales, it's for sure fins. There is no fish in the world that has scales that does not have fins. But if it only has a snapir or fin, you have to check if it has scales, because there's a lot of fish like that. So this is based on the Gemara Nida, which says that if there are scales, you don't have to check for fins. So why do you need the simen of fins? So the Gemara said, "Lahagdol Torah lahadir." So the Yagdol Torah relating, quoting from one of the Rebbes, Rav Shaul Alter. Maybe that's the deeper meaning of Lahagdol Torah, right? The question is, if there are scales, so what do you need fins for? Meaning, you have scales, you have protection. So what do you need fins for? Lahagdol Torah. You want to be gadol b'Torah. You want to go further. You want to go up the ruchnius ladder, not just stay stagnant. Then you need the fins also. You can't just have the scales. That's what he says. Yeshdam ke'elu shemistapkim l'shmor la'kayam mashkiyim rak kedei sha'ben lo yipo v'lo yikashel zeinik kaskases zorah gamas asnapir sheyuchol lashutu l'skademu l'srachev lahagdil Torah u'lahadir. Beautiful thought related to the snapir, the kaskases. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. The Kamotzi Shal Arav discusses this, the Ksava HaKabbalah discusses this, and that is, they talk about that there was a time period in the Sefer Ma'adane Melech, one of the Achronim, that they found a poisonous fish that had scales that did not have fins. And therefore, isn't that against Chazal? And if it's against, not only is it against Chazal, but a doctor asked the Ma'adani Melech, Rabbi Yontif Liebman Heller, right, the Baal Tosfos Yontif, in his day, so isn't the Torah leading you up for disaster then? The Torah says you don't have to check once it has scales. So not only is there a fish, but it's a poisonous fish. Torah Adachi Noam. So the Tosfos Yontif answered the doctor, his answer was that it could be that this was a mutation. This was not an original species, but it's a mutation. Two fish that came together and somehow created this fish, that's how it could be. The Pri Chadash is very upset at this suggestion, because what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know about mutations? Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know that this could come up. If the Torah says scales, scales, that's it. If it has scales, it definitely has fins. So the Pri Chadash says, no, I have a different answer. He should have answered him. Because, like Chazal say, sometimes fish only grow scales when they're very, very old. Maybe they have them when they're very, very young. So we don't notice them. We don't notice them with the skin or the fins. Maybe the fins fell off. Maybe it's going to grow later. Maybe he has it earlier. So I don't think it is a problem, says the Pri Chadash. Just to say, work it out, we trust Chazal. Because if you say that type of idea, says the Pri Chadash, then the whole Emunas Chachamim could fall away. The other idea, says the Pri Chadash, is that you can answer, is that it could be that there is some medicine out there, or some way that you could remove the poison from this fish. And therefore, don't worry about the poison element. It could be that it had it had fins, and you could get out of the poison. We just don't know exactly what the shrufa is, but don't take it so literally. The Ksava Kabbalah just says simpler, but again, this takes the teeth out of a lot of the Chazal. Ksava Kabbalah says that there's always exceptions to rules. Like Chazal say, "Ein lomedim in aklolos afil b'makam shenemar b'en chutz." We know it's called dvarim b'proper teva habruim yish dvarim yotzim in ateva k'moshe hiidu chachmi ateva b'tive balichayim. So don't say when the Torah says kaskes says this for sure. It means rov. It means ruba the ruba. Almost everything, but you still should check. That's what the Ksava Kabbalah discusses. You got to work out then what does lahagdol Torah lahadir mean? Lahagdol lahadir means that the Torah, even though the Torah didn't need to say it, because the Torah usually only speaks of general common cases. Here it spoke about this specific case as well, the miuta de miuta, and that's why it says it. But there is a miuta de miuta. That's the Ksava Kabbalah right here. One final point I wanted to discuss, and that is talking about the kashrus of fish. So talking about, there's a huge controversy related to tuna fish and other fish. And that basically is, how careful, let's say you come to the factory and it comes at a later stage of processing and you can't see the fish and the fins of the scales. So could you trust the non-Jewish fishermen that say, no, I know that these fish look like this, and therefore you're allowed to rely on him. Are you allowed to do that? So many kosher organizations say no. You have to have a mashgiach tmidi in order to see the fish. If you look in the Star K, Rabbi Heinemann has an article on the Star K website where he says it is the Star K policy to require a mashgiach tmidi who inspects every single fish throughout the entire production of canned tuna. Since the tuna fish factory is used by non-supervised tuna fish production and the fish was cooked, he says you have issues besides of the fish kashrus. You have issues of bishalakum, you have issues of other fish getting in, right? Some note the dolphin issue, do they catch them in the same nets? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Yoredeya in Chela Gimel Simen Ches, where he talks about, where he's written to Rabbi Tendler, who also has strong opinions about the fish controversy, the tuna fish, where he says, Rav Moshe says, you have to know. You can't just say, oh, the mumche says. You have to know if this is a kosher fish or not kosher fish. There are huge nets, and don't tell me that, oh, only in this water is only kosher fish. All waters in the world, says Rav Moshe, are connected, and therefore, you have to have somebody who knows for sure. Darivanda, kishenitzo de bereshes echas shu goda ma'od, shenitzo den shen alfei dagim, ika sham harbi mini dagim tahorim mutmeim, kederach hayem evan aros, v'yem kein tzarech livdo kulan mamish kol chad v'chad. Tahu kavadai ika sham gadagim tameim, and therefore, bizmanenu kfar irvu kol hayamim ba'olam ay dechafiros, ukima kol anaharos ika mayim uravim min aros acherim, and therefore you cannot rely, you can't rely even if he has a contract with you, says Rav Moshe, with Dina de Malchus Adina, even though I'm Mako when it comes to Chalav Yisrael, says Rav Moshe here, you can't rely because one little fish could get in there, they're not worried or scared of that, it happens so quickly. So, this is a big issue, and again, different kashrus organizations have different policies. And if you rely on different kashrus organizations, so if you see that hashkacha on the fish, you know it met their standard, whatever that standard is. Okay, the finishing up. This mitzvah applies always, as we know, by men and women. Over a level of badak yafe, the chinuch says what he said two mitzvahs ago. If somebody checks for one simen, and he eats the fish anyway, even if it comes out that it was a kosher fish, you mavatal this mitzvah, because this mitzvah is on the gavra and not just on the chefsa of the fish. Okay, we'll stop here. Me'l Hashem, we will continue.